Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you to please tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My co-host, Kevin Passaro, and I will be alternating shows dedicated to your health, diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and exercise. I'm also reminding you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. I will remind you that next Saturday, Kevin has a very exciting show with Deanna Minich. They're going to talk about elimination diets, detox food sensitivities, and how to know which additives to avoid in the diet. Today, we're going to cover controversies, and we have a lot of them to cover. We hope to get through it. Going to talk a little bit about the death rate from medications and medical mistakes, and the data is from the Journal of the American Medical Association and the CDC. We'll tackle some of the health care reform issues. I don't think we need to say more than that to say it's a controversy. And we'll also tackle some of the issues with the flu. We'll talk as we move on through the show about butter and eggs not being so bad, and I'll give you some data that goes back to the beginning of the 1900s to today to show you that the reduction in the consumption of butter, lard, and eggs was associated with an increase in cardiovascular disease, not a decrease. We'll also cover autism. The October is a very big month in autism, and it's the Defeat Autism Now conference, called the DAN conference by some, but we call it the Autism Research Institute Defeat Autism Now conference. This is the largest organization in the biomedical approaches to autism, and it is October 9th through the October 12th, and it's in Dallas. And this conference is for medical professionals. They get continuing education. It also includes parents. It's one of the few, if not only, medical organizations that actively includes parents and the public. So if you have an interest, you can just Google Defeat Autism Now and go right to the website. We will also talk about preventing developmental delays, everything from ADD and ADHD through autism, and we'll cover prostate health. We have something definitely for the men. So there's a lot to cover, and let's get started with the controversies about the death rate. We've talked about this before, but I've just updated these figures, and you can actually go into the CDC database, and you can search and find the causes of death. And we're talking about the causes of death in 2006, which is the most recent data. And this, as I said, this is from the CDC National Center for Health Statistics and from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Heart disease was over 690,000, cancer at 559,000 over that. Medical profession was 262,000. But the CDC spreads the subcomponents out, so they really don't give you this information. And that 262,000. Let's break it down. First of all, it includes deaths from medications and hospitals, which are medical mistakes in hospitals, but not from all other non-hospital physician practices. So it is inadequate, and evidently it's not being tracked. So what are the annual causes of death? Medication deaths are 106,000. That was in 2000. Hospital medication and errors was 7,000. And the total annual medication deaths in 2000 was 113,000, currently 150,000 annually. Hospital deaths, which do not include doctor's offices, deaths from infections, deaths from other errors, and unnecessary surgery deaths, the total was 112,000, now up to 115,000. So it really is projected to be as high as 265,000 with a significant amount of underreporting. What does this translate to? That's 5,096 deaths per week from medications and medical mistakes. That's 13 jumbo jet crashes every single week. Now, some people will question the safety of supplements, and I always use this comparison that the relative safety of supplements is so significantly excellent. It's 0 to 2 deaths per year as compared to 150,000 deaths from medications per year. And the risk factor is 0.001%, and the risk factor from death from supplements. So that doesn't mean you shouldn't be safe, that you shouldn't consult a professional, but consuming supplements is not a shortcut to untimely deaths. Now, let's look at preventable causes of death, and the Journal of the American Medical Association 2004 and the CDC has this data. The tobacco, just preventable deaths from tobacco are 435,000. It's the largest. The next category is poor diet and inactivity. It's 400,000. It's huge. The next one's alcohol, which is 85,000. And illicit drug use is down near the bottom at 17,000. So what it's saying is that we have a significant death rate that's related not just to medical mistakes and hospital errors, but to our lifestyle habits, significantly more in our lifestyle habits. It's over 800,000 by just giving up tobacco, improving diet, and improving activity. Very, very simple things. Your grandmother probably told you the same thing. So how common are medical mistakes? 42% of the people that were polled believed they had personally experienced a medical mistake. And the stats go on and on. You can go into the CDC, you can look at this, and there's some excellent articles on it. And if you're really interested, you can email me at danalake@aol.com. That's danalake@aol.com, and I'll send you some of the information. But the medical profession's concerned about this, and they're not hiding this figure. They're working hard at trying to eliminate human error. They're becoming more computerized within the hospital setting and the office settings, and they're being very diligent about it. Now, a word about healthcare. This is a very interesting paper from Mark Isaacson of Village Green Apothecary. And go on myvillagegreen.com or call 301-530-0800 and ask to receive Mark's paper. I can also give it to you, too. And he says, let's solve the real problem, not just take a Band-Aid approach. And it's interesting. He states in here that accounting for 75% of healthcare spending, chronic diseases are the most prevalent, the most costly, and the most preventable. Yet they could be reduced as much as 80% if people simply applied basic healthy lifestyle practices. And our current healthcare spending is at $2.5 trillion and estimated to jump to $4.3 trillion by 2017. Yet we could save nearly $1 trillion by 2023 if lifestyle and preventive measures were incorporated into the healthcare process. And this is self-responsibility. I want to remind you that we've got a lot more to talk about. We're going to talk about the flu. We'll talk about autism. I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a brief break, folks. You're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living with Dana Lake, your host.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And I want to remind you to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We're covering controversies in this show, and we've already talked about the medical profession's concern about the fact that the medical profession, medical mistakes and hospital errors, are responsible, they're number three in death rate and the causes of death. And that's according to the Journal of the American Medical Association and the CDC data. So some of the controversies we want to cover, we've talked a little bit about healthcare, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the flu and the flu vaccine. Now, the live nasal version, the Flumist, does not have thimerosal, but flu vaccines can still have thimerosal in them. But let's look at vaccine effectiveness, because that's what people are saying. If I get the flu vaccine, I've got 70 to 90% protection. And actually, that's not entirely true. In your credit card information, they have to tell you your actual rate. Okay, the actual rate they're charging you annually. It's truth in lending that we have in this country, but in the medical profession, we don't have truth in lending. They're allowed to skew the data, and I'll give you an excellent example. According to the CDC, of all of the flu-like illnesses, only 20% are actually influenza. Of that 20%, you have to be exposed to one of the strains that's in the vaccine. So what's interesting is that the real overall protection is 13 to 15%, according to the CDC. They will still say you get 70 to 90% effectiveness or success or prevention if you get the flu shot. But that's not true. That's only if you actually have the flu and it's one of the strains in this year's vaccine. So that's a little bit misleading. And what can we do? People are talking about whether they should get the flu shot or not. But regardless of whether you get the flu shot or whether you don't get the flu shot, you can still do a lot to make yourself healthier. First of all, supplementation is mandatory. You put clothes on to start your day. You need to eat an excellent breakfast that's high in protein and low in all the refined carbohydrates, bagels, starches, breads. You need high fiber. Get eggs in there. Eat some leftovers from dinner, some chicken. Get some chicken noodle soup. Did you know that the fat in chicken, lauric acid, is antibacterial? And that's the penicillin in chicken noodle soup. What else can you do? You supplement wisely. Each person should be taking a multiple vitamin mineral for their age, stage, and gender. You can add a little extra vitamin C if you are feeling ill or coming down with an illness. You should also be taking a probiotic that has a count from 5 billion to maybe 75 billion or 100 billion. Now, if you're eating homemade cultured foods like yogurt or sauerkraut, and I don't mean commercial, I mean homemade, or kombucha, what you can get from those per serving is 700 billion. And why are these probiotics so important? It's because 70% of our immune system is actually located in the gut, in the mucosal tissues, fed by good flora and probiotics. So it just makes sense. You will boost your immune system and add a great deal of protection. And what is the risk? There is no risk. The risk is not doing it. So we want to take a multiple vitamin for age, stage, and gender. We want to take a probiotic, and we want to include omega-3 fatty acids. They're important in pregnancy, in reproduction, for skin health, brain function, brain development, vision function, hormones. They are important throughout the life cycle. And in America, we are among the lowest in the world in our intake. And consuming margarine for all these years has led to an epigenetic effect whereby our needs for our essential fatty acids, which margarines and trans fats block, our needs for those are now higher. So what can you do beyond that? Acylcoxinum. Easier to say the flu cure. It is carried everywhere. It's a homeopathic remedy. Kids love to take it. It's little tiny sugar tasting pellets. And you can take that with any sign of the flu. That could be just a tummy ache. It could be just a fever. Get that in there. Follow the directions on the label. Children can use it, so all ages can use it. Take some extra vitamin C as tolerated. What does that mean? That's short of bowel tolerance. Get some extra zinc in there, 5 to 10 milligrams for children and 25 milligrams for adults. For small children, you can buy something called Zinc Drink by Metagenics at Village Green Apothecary. Echinacea is in Wellmax by Country Life. That contains echinacea. Echinacea is not good to take if you have autoimmunity. And these recommendations are very easy to do. Another good recommendation is vitamin D. And there's micellized vitamin D by Zymogen, by Biotics. Vitamin D can be taken at very high doses for short term. We're talking about taking these extra doses for a short period of time. Even vitamin A is extremely protective. You can give a child 5,000 a day for 3 days. That is not toxicity. It takes months and even up to a year of high doses of some of these fat solubles to develop toxicities. And when you're exposed to viruses or vaccines that are antiviral, you are going to have higher needs for vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. So when you take the extra doses, they really get used up. It's like putting money in the bank, but you have an automatic withdrawal coming out. That money doesn't sit in the bank. So you're really not building up tissue levels as much as you're using it preventively. There's a lot of good data on this. And of course, Wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough. If you are ill, stay away from other people. So that's just good, solid advice. Now, I mentioned a controversy about the fact that butter, lard, and eggs are not associated with cardiovascular disease, and that's a shock to a lot of people. But the data is very clear, and I have a graphic. I will try to describe it. It compares the three segments of years, 1909 to 1940, 1947 and to 1960, and 1967 to 2000. Butter intake was cut in half over that period of time, actually end up to be a third less currently than it was in the early 1900s, dropped dramatically. Lard also dropped to almost a third of the intake when we look in the early 1900s compared to the beginning of this century. Eggs dropped from an intake of about 8 per week to an intake of 4 per week. But what increased is trans fatty acids, mutant plastic artificial fatty acids that are more harmful than any naturally occurring fat, more harmful than deep fried fats, and they're harmful. And cardiovascular disease increased significantly. It was in the 30s that margarines, trans fats, were introduced and replaced butter. And these were pushed by all of our major health organizations, including NIH, USDA, FDA, National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute, American Dietetic Association, American Medical Association, American Heart Association. Yet from the 50s on, it was very clear they were harmful. It took over 50 years for the science to prevail. And finally, all these organizations have withdrawn all their previous promotions of trans fats as the world has come to understand how damaging they are. And what's interesting is you're going to see the intake of eggs going up because the egg is the most nutrient-dense food there is, the most nutrient-dense food that occurs naturally. Now, we can certainly make soups and stews that are just chock full or smoothies that are extremely nutrient-dense. I'm talking about naturally occurring. It has the highest quality protein loaded with antioxidants, lutein, lycopene, zeaxanthins, and the egg yolk is yellow because of that. It's not the fat that makes it yellow. And if you get the organic eggs, they can be high in omega-3 fatty acids, so that yolk is healthy. The old wives' tale that pregnant women should eat eggs, especially the yolks, is very wise. The egg is rich in choline, and what does choline do? It is for nerve and brain growth. Now, eggs don't increase cholesterol significantly. They increase HDL. They improve the cholesterol-HDL ratio. The best way to eat eggs is hard-boiled or soft-boiled because there's no oxidation of the cholesterol. Less healthy, but still okay to eat, are scrambled, fried eggs. So include the egg. It's healthy, and even at 4 eggs a day for 3 months, high cholesterol's come down, the cholesterol-HDL ratio improves, and low cholesterol's come up. Because if cholesterol's too low, you don't have enough bricks for your cell membranes, you don't have enough cholesterol to make your hormones, and it can be very damaging. So just trying to give you a heads up on eating eggs. Now we're going to take another break, and we will be back. We'll talk about some more controversies and preventing developmental delays. We'll talk a little bit about autism. Please stay with us on the Essentials of Healthy Living. This is Dana Lake, your host. We'll be right back.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero. And we're here to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. We've been dealing with controversies during this show, and we're going to talk a little bit about preventing developmental delays and autism. And the interesting thing about autism is the fact that it was considered not treatable is no longer true. And this has changed so dramatically. Autism is preventable, autism is treatable, and autism recovery is possible. And now that we have these biomedical approaches where we actually have very sophisticated tests to find out nutritional levels, to find out toxic levels, and to determine defects in metabolism. And what we find in autism is that the children have profound deficiencies in zinc, which affects brain development, sensory development, appetite. And zinc is one of the factors that protects us from toxic metals. And zinc is important for something called metallothionine, which prunes the brain. The other thing we find is low vitamin D. And vitamin D deficiency increases the risk exponentially for a wide variety of developmental delays, and it's an epidemic. Our old standards were based on data from 70 to 80 years ago. They are not current, they are not accurate, and they are not adequate. So vitamin D recommendations have doubled and tripled in the last few years. And over this last decade, there has been a significant attention. The Institute of Medicine will be establishing new RDAs, but what stands now is an NIH consensus panel that determined what vitamin D increases should be and what the new levels are. Now, the most current science is that your blood test, your blood level, should be 60 to 80 nanograms per ml. That's 60 to 80 nanograms per ml of 25-hydroxy vitamin D3. That's the test to get. Because we're not getting sun exposure and we keep children out of the sun, their needs for D are much higher. And the new recommendations are to get a little bit of sun exposure and to supplement with D if needed to meet the optimum standard. So, in autism, it is not unusual that we see significant vitamin D deficiencies, and some children have what are called D receptor defects, which means their needs are much higher. We also see what are called methylation, sulfation, oxidation, defects, and these are measurable through organic acid urine analysis. This is the gold standard. We also find B6, B12 functional deficiencies. Again, the organic acid urine analysis actually measures whether you're getting function from B12, folic acid, B6, and other B vitamins, and minerals, magnesium, zinc, etc. And we can also study the methylation processes. We can determine where there are abnormals. Many of the children also have digestive disorders. There's a subset that has what's called autism-related enterocolitis, and it is not any other intestinal disorder. It is unique. It is an inflammatory bowel disorder. And this is easy to recognize and diagnose. These children get scoped and they get treated for it. And we find that when we approach from a total point of view, I always say there's three legs on the treatment table for autism. Number one are the therapies, the wonderful therapies, occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, sensory therapy. There are many excellent therapies, and this Washington metropolitan area is a nidus of golden therapies for the children. That's one leg. The other leg is the nutritional, dietary, metabolic. And that's the biomedical leg. And this is extremely important. This addresses the underlying issues that give the presentations we see in autism. A quick example. When a child is profoundly deficient in zinc, that alters taste buds and taste perception to the point that some foods, especially vegetables, will taste vile, foul, almost like someone with chemotherapy. And of course they don't eat. They isolate their taste to foods they like. And many of the children, because of their gut issues, maldigest. And they maldigest complex proteins like glutens, which wheat is the prime example, and milk products. And they actually have opiate formation in the gut, and those opiates get absorbed and they go to the brain. Measurable in the cerebral spinal fluid, measurable in blood, measurable in breast milk, and measurable in the urine. So these are not just odd theories. This is hardcore, recognizing what's unique to each individual and treating what is unique to that individual. So now we come to how can we prevent all kinds of problems? Well, I call it prenatal nutrition. I like people 6 months to 1 year to pretend they're pregnant. That's the time to start eating healthfully and supplementing wisely. I've done this in my practice for 35 years. And this is the time to get amalgams removed, because even the FDA states that amalgams with mercury, that's what amalgams are, they're silver mercury fillings. The mercury in amalgams is neurotoxic to developing fetuses and to small children. So the time to get those out is not while you're pregnant or right before getting pregnant, because it takes time for a toxin to be released from the body. It's important to do that way in advance. What else do we say? Get off the birth control pill 3 months or more if you've been on it. Give your body a chance to normalize, and that birth control pill depletes, as does any hormone that someone is taking, it depletes folic acid, B6, and zinc, all of which are extremely critical to fetal health. And there are certain drugs that people need to avoid, and they have FDA drug risk categories, and that's easy to access. Alcohol, interestingly enough, is the most potent teratogen. That means it causes birth defects. There is no level that is safe, no matter what you are told. A little bit is not okay. It's like saying a little bit of arsenic won't hurt. It does hurt. It may not give an obvious birth defect, like fetal alcohol syndrome, if you have a drink, but it will damage your fetus's development and your future child's health. And the reason is the fetus's liver is not set up to detoxify alcohol. So if mom takes a drink and her alcohol dehydrogenase is inefficient, or she drinks too much at that moment, then free alcohol is absorbed. It crosses the placenta. It gets into the fetal system, and it is not readily detoxified. We know tobacco is a no-no. It increases infertility, prematurity. Fluoride is now verboten in infants up to 2 years old. And this should go for pregnancy, too, because teeth are starting to develop in utero. Most people don't know that. Fluoride, according to the National Academy of Sciences, Institute of Medicine, fluoride has an increases the risk for bone cancer in adolescent males. It reduces IQ in children. It causes neurodevelopmental effects. And fluoride drops are not recommended in infants, and fluoridated water is not recommended. What is recommended is the fluoride varnishes as the teeth come in, and children need to see that dentist from 1 year old on, not three. We're told three, and a lot of pediatricians say three, but they need to be to the dentist as soon as those teeth start coming in. Very important. Other risk factors, artificial additives, radiation exposure, too many ultrasounds. There is a definite risk for ultrasounds that are too frequent. They're not to be taken lightly. They are diagnostic procedures, and they're very important and should be utilized. Certainly narcotics, amphetamine, cocaine, hallucinogens, but I bet you didn't know caffeine could be a risk factor. A little bit is probably not, but over 2 cups a day is a risk factor for miscarriage. It increases risk, miscarriage, early delivery. Other risk factors for fertility, pregnancy, and fetal risks: eating disorders, low birth weight, miscarriage, prematurity. Less than 18% body fat increases infertility and poor fetal outcome. And maternal obesity increases infertility, miscarriage, preeclampsia. And pre-pregnancy, if you're underweight, you should gain 20 to 40 pounds. If you're overweight, you should gain 25 to 35 pounds. Autism risk factors, there are a lot in the families. If there's autism, OCD, psychiatric conditions. If dad's over 40, if they're toxic metals, exposure or present, nutritional deficiencies, essential fatty acid deficiencies, and any of the defects we find common in autism, if parents have them, it increases the risk. And we test our parents. We test them exactly as we would test the children. I have always done thorough nutritional assessments on patients, people that want to get pregnant, and we include mom and dad. They're both important. And what else? The flu vaccine in pregnancy, very controversial. Number one, it has mercury, and that is a developing child. And that child should not be exposed to mercury in utero. But there's another reason to be concerned. There is a lot of information that maternal influenza B exposure increases risk for cognitive problems at 7 years old in the child and schizophrenia as an adult, 18 or older. It's a 14% increase. It's significant. Now, the overall risk is still very low, but here is an increase in the risk for schizophrenia in mothers exposed to influenza. So the first response was, well, then the CDC is right in telling everybody to get flu shots. But the scientists say that is not necessarily true. It's the antibodies from the influenza that are tagged as the problem. It is the antibodies, and whether you get the flu or you get the flu vaccine, you make antibodies. And so if that's the case, the antibodies from the flu vaccine may impart the same risk. The issue is not clear. And it seems irresponsible that the CDC should be recommending the flu vaccines for pregnant women when this issue is not clear. And one of the scientists who worked on this study, his name is Paul Patterson. He's a professor of biology at the California Institute of Technology, and he was one of the leading researchers into this link between maternal infections and schizophrenia. And he said, obviously, when asked by a reporter, he said, obviously, the safe thing to do is to go with the experts, the CDC. However, if it was my wife, I would not want her vaccinated. So this is a significant concern. We've got more controversies, and we'll cover those in our next segment. I just want you to hang in there with us. We've got another segment coming up. This is Dana Lake with the Essentials of Healthy Living. We will be back right after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula.
Hi, welcome back, folks, to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero, and we always try to bring you a wide variety of information. I want to remind you to tune in next week. Kevin will be talking with Deanna Minnick of Metagenics about detoxification diets, food sensitivities, and the additives to avoid. I'll give you a hint. If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it. So she will be giving you a lot of good information on that show with Kevin. And I want to remind you to go on myvillagegreen.com. There is so much interesting information, advice, experts. You can also drop by at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. There's always an expert there to help you. They love to give advice. And you can talk to them, give them your history, give them your concerns, and they can share nutritional information. You can also go online for the blog. It's very interesting. And you can ask the expert online, myvillagegreen.com. Now, we were talking about preventing developmental delays and autism, ADHD, and I was talking about prenatal care and about the health of mom and dad. And we talked about assessments 6 months to a year in advance, but any advance is good. If you're newly pregnant, if you're already pregnant, if you're contemplating getting pregnancy, any time is a good time to be serious about your nutritional status and health status. And we do pretty advanced testing on our parents-to-be. And the reason for dad is because the health of the sperm and the sperm motility is very important. And there is data now that older dads are associated with an increase in the rate of autism. So these aren't absolutes, but what we're doing is treating the individual. And what I would ask facetiously is, would you have us do these tests, find deficiencies, and not treat them? We can't guarantee anything, but we can say if we can treat your deficiencies, your errors in methylation, in digestion, in malabsorption, if we can improve that, you're a healthier person going forward as a potential parent. So our recommendations to our parents are to supplement and eat as if pregnant, especially mom. And that means avoidance of alcohol, getting off the medications with your doctor's advice that are harmful in pregnancy. And statin medications are harmful. Alcohol is harmful, and it is seriously harmful. And I will repeat that there is no such thing as a safe level of alcohol while pregnant. Now, probiotics in pregnancy, they're so important because of the immune system, but they impart a great benefit for the infant for up to 2 years. So if mom supplements with a good amount of probiotics, meaning 5 billion, 20 billion, 70 billion, 100 billion, or better yet, eats fermented foods that have really up to 700 billion occurring naturally per serving, what happens is it's a significant reduction in allergies, asthma, and eczema in the infants. And it reduces and resolves colic, diarrhea, and diaper rash. And it also reduces and resolves intestinal infections and rotavirus. I can tell you that the quickest way to reduce colic is the use of probiotics. Now, we give supplements, and we put our potential parents on supplements. The mom goes on a prenatal supplement program. And I can tell you that the usual prescription prenatal supplements are not adequate. Why is that? Because one pill can include all the needed nutrients. They usually have folic acid at 1 milligram, which is standard and very important, but the rest of the B vitamins are either absent or low, and that creates imbalances. Folic acid requires B6 and B12 as companions. So we want our parents, our moms, to take a good B complex with the additional folic acid. If you take high folate, you can suppress B12, you can suppress B6. So this is one of the objections I have to the standard prescription prenatals. Another is that the vitamin E is at a very low level. It's only 10 international units. And it's always in a pill with a very high level of iron. And it's been known for 50 years that iron is a direct antagonist to vitamin E. So you really aren't getting any effect from the vitamin E. And why is vitamin E important? It prevents infant jaundice, hyperbilirubinemia. This is one of the most specific nutritional deficiencies that occur. Vitamin E is essential for the life expectancy of the red blood cell. So if vitamin E is low, the red blood cells die off too quickly, bilirubin gets into circulation, and the skin turns yellow. And the treatment is vitamin E, which is easy. You can squeeze a little capsule in the baby's mouth. But what's used are the bililights, the lights, to change the jaundice. Now, vitamin E needs to be much higher in these prenatal supplements. And instead of the sulfate form of iron, which is so antagonistic, the chelates are better. And I do notice that some of those prescription prenatals are including fumarates or chelates or bisglycinates as the iron form instead of the sulfates. The sulfates are just too hard on the system. Calcium. They can only hold 100 to 200 milligrams of calcium in those prenatals when the need for calcium is 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams a day. So the calcium is not that helpful. And if it doesn't have vitamin D, enough vitamin D in there, the calcium is not going to be well absorbed or well utilized. The other problem is that they may put calcium in there at 200, but not enough magnesium. And magnesium, vitamin D, and vitamin D are as important in pregnancy as folic acid. They are critical in pregnancy. And magnesium is required for calcium utilization. It's usually low or absent. There may be 30 to 50 milligrams when the need is 500 to 750 milligrams. So there is no way one pill can do it. I like to recommend prenatal supplements. Zymogen carries one. Metagenics carries one. I like Country Life as well. Doctor's Choice carries one. And these have a perfect balance of B vitamins, the extra folic acid, a good amount of D, a good amount of E, about 200 IUs, which is totally reasonable. And they will have anywhere from 800 calcium or more and 400 magnesium or more. We can still add a little extra calcium magnesium as needed. And we add extra biotin and omega-3s. Now, some of the omega-3s have been added as part of the prenatal prescription supplements, but they really aren't as adequate as what the literature dictates. And we try to get at least 1,200 omega-3s divided as DHA and EPA, and it is DHA that the infant brain requires and that all brains require. So egg yolks, we mentioned that, and if they're high omega-3 egg yolks, that's great in the diet. So we're talking about taking a multiple, taking probiotics, taking omega-3. I also increase biotin. Biotin is made in the gut. It protects the gut. It's critical for skin development, hair development, immunity, and fatty acid metabolism. Very important in pregnancy. And we go by tests. We measure folic acid function by a substance called Figlu. If Figlu's in the urine, we know folic acid is defective, and we increase the folic acid to meet the optimum level. If B12 is deficient, MMA's in the urine, and that means the patient needs more B12. This is individualized nutrition specific to that mom rather than one size fits all. Magnesium sulfate is considered the best anticonvulsant of choice for treating eclampsia, and preventing eclampsia requires magnesium. If magnesium is low, there is a significant increase for the risk of miscarriage, high blood pressure, early delivery. I mentioned toxemia, preeclampsia, and SIDS in the infant. Lots of literature on this. If you need it, contact me at danalake@aol.com. That's danalake@aol.com. Now, I thank you for being with us. I'm sorry that we're at the end of our show. I want to remind you to go to myvillagegreen.com. And on behalf of Village Green and the Essentials of Healthy Living, we wish you an excellent, healthy day.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab.
WWRC, Washington. Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.